This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been expressing some new optimism that a conference committee of lawmakers might be able to strike a deal to prevent a government shutdown from happening a week from today. One of the members of that committee is Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Chuck Fleischman.
There is no appetite on either side of the aisle, and I think in either chamber, for another partial government shutdown.
Okay.
So our situation is going to be we want to keep the border safe, we want to build the wall, and we want to keep the government open.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Still, Democrats on the committee say they're not going to allow any wall funding to be part of the final product. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker about to go before a House committee that wants to ask him if he's ever shared any briefings he had on the special counsel's Russia probe with anyone at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good, because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the attorney general, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. In other news, President Trump speaking at the annual prayer breakfast.
President Trump, speaking at the national prayer breakfast, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
The president also spoke out against abortion.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio Consumer News Now. A new study finds some Americans routinely putting their personal data at risk without even realizing it. For example, using public Wi-Fi or tossing mail in the trash. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new creditcards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a social security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the situation in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro have long passed, and now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I've been getting, you know, a couple texts and, you know, calls going, hey, wait a minute, I want that free pizza. What do I do? You know, because we ran out of time there, and Gail Becker got clipped off and didn't get a chance to give you, you know, clearly the directive and how to get a free pizza. And I guess the free pizza is available all the way till Valentine's Day. All you got to do is go to her website, callmemaybe.com. Now, call me because of cauliflower. It's not C-A-L-L. It's C-A-U-L. Me, maybe.com. Call me, maybe. She's got a sense of humor. You know that with a website like that. So check it out. The free pizza offer will actually start tomorrow because that is, and I misspoke. I don't know. I was thinking today was National Pizza Day, but it actually is tomorrow. But it can be National Pizza Day if you want. I mean, that's okay. We love our pizza because it's not so bad, right? But tomorrow you go to the website and a cute little story. It's very creative and a cute little story about the breakup between pizza and Valentine's Day and the rumors and that sort of thing. So it'll be a fun little deal to do tomorrow. And for you doing that, you'll get a chance to get a hold of a free pizza. Why not on National Pizza Day? Hey, our good friend John Bona is with us, author of the Liberty book, host of the weekly radio broadcast. The Story of Liberty is, you know, I'll tell you, his Story of Liberty, the book, is incredible because it focuses on what we talk about so often on the show, and that is our roots. And, you know, President Trump brought that to bear and brought that back to mind for us at the State of the Union. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Oh, great, Bill. Good to hear your voice.
Hey,
by the way, I'm from Buffalo, you know, the home of great pizza.
Yes.
And, it's so good there that we'll actually FedEx, which is called Bocce.
Uh-huh.
And we'll FedEx a Bocce pizza from Buffalo to my house because you can't get pizza like that here.
I'm close. Wow. Okay. Well, that's it. Well, we're going to have to check this out, see if maybe they themselves are doing something special. I mean, pizza, you know, tomorrow, I mean, that might be the deal for Bocce
yeah.
pizza. We got cauliflower pizza. I mean, we got something for everybody here, John, I'm telling
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the State of the Union, I thought was probably one of the best State of the Unions I'd ever heard.
Well,
it was so touching.
Bill, it was one of those things that it made us all remember what our great heroes fought and
exactly.
died for in America. What they fought for, our freedom, you know. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to us today? They fought for our political freedom, our religious freedom, economic. You know, the things that make America great, right?
Yes,
all those
exactly.
freedoms, unfortunately, are still under attack in our nation today.
Mm-hmm.
And though our forebears secured them centuries ago,
mm-hmm.
They're still in our country. But there are those, and we've seen them live there, many of them dressed in white, and they're working diligently to try to undermine that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And They'd like to see our autonomy, frankly, and our freedom turned over to somebody else other than our sovereign nation. And
right.
I think many people don't realize that this is some closer to us than we might think about, you know.
Right. But I would say, John, at the same time, for people not to be threatened by the white dresses, you know, the reason our founding fathers gave us the First Amendment so that there would be expression of thought. Because with that, you know, come ideas. And look, we wouldn't have fracking today if we weren't open to these ideas. I mean, some people, you know, we want to be threatened by it and say, okay, maybe good idea, wrong conclusion. What merit is there in those ideas? You know, we have to trust enough in the U.S. Constitution, and we have to make sure that we have people in place who are representing us that also honor the Constitution. That, to me, is the big threat, because we have the program, right?
I agree. I mean, especially in the last century, there have been those who continue, they have not ceased, to try to undermine our freedoms. And frankly, like termites, step by step, little by little, they've taken away one piece after another. Even, you know, if you look at our religious freedom with the ACLU, economic freedom. America, I mean, that's the thing. We're not only the land of the free, it's the land of opportunity, right? City set on a hill, they called it.
Right. And home of the brave, because you need the brave to fight for the free, because it takes courage. It's not anything, John, as Ronald Reagan says, that's passed in the bloodstream. You know, we have to fight for this, and it's good, because when we fight for something, it shows that we value it and we understand it. The problem we have today, as sadly, is a lot of our kids have been indoctrinated in such a way that they've become entitled. That's not what makes the world go around. You have got to confront, you know, the threats to freedom and the threats to our Constitution. If you don't, then you have what we have today that is so pronounced and concerning a lot of people like John and I, and that is that you have the rise of a ruling class and elites that are taking over that look at the common man, the everyday woman and man of Main Street, as being inconsequential and maybe just, you know, dupes for their own using.
You know, I think it's not really coincidental, but it's providential that if you look at it, in 1776, The Birth of Our Nation, a very significant book was written by the famous Adam Smith, right? Wealth of the Nations, where he described this great system, and he connected the dots and gave us this full-fledged, you know, free market system. Now, where you hear, you know, some Democrats talking about socialism, you know, social justice. We heard that at the Super Bowl. And really, what is that? It's socialism, right? But it's interesting. Yeah. What you said is important. You have to look back at our founding and really what it was really all about. Capitalism, the free market, and America have the same birthday. The same birthday.
Right.
1776. They started at the same time. Not many people realize that. And now, you know, I enjoyed the Super Bowl, by the way, until I heard him promoting social justice, which is an oxymoron to begin with.
Yeah. I think that's one of those concepts that even with Colin Kaepernick, when he first came out and created the hoopla and everything, he didn't even know what it was that he was social justicing about, or if it was even that. It's almost like it's been a pig and a poke, and it's finally, let's kind of move it into this area and do away with the socks and, you know, whatever. But, you know, there needs to be. But again, this is all part of the free expression, is that we can talk about it, we can, you know, begin to formulate it and congeal it in such a way to where people understand what the heck you're talking about. But, you know, the president, you know, took the information of social justice and said, all right, let's look about prison reform. And look what he did. I mean, two glaring examples that I believe as Americans, America, the land of the free, home of the brave, and the home of second chances, can feel really good about those two personal stories that were on display at the State of the Union.
Hey, Bill, could you give me a few minutes to just... I think the average person doesn't understand this, though, really. It's been twisted.
Yes.
This idea of social justice, I mean, really, I didn't understand it. When I heard it, I thought it sounded good. It sounded like charity.
Right.
But they're antithetical. They're virtually the opposite. I heard that gentleman you talked to that actually wrote the book on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at justice, it's a famous statue of the Lady of Justice, probably describes it better than anything, right?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to give you a couple minutes when we come back, because this way we won't be interrupted by a commercial break. So stay with us. John Bona, we're talking with him, and we are going to get deeper into social justice. I want to hear what you have to share with us, John. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live.
Turn it up. It's the way you like us, fresh and independent and loud at 19 after the top of the hour. Good to have you back with us. I am Bill Martinez. John Bona is with us. Hey, John, I was saying that April the 11th coming up this year at Riverside Park, you got the 15th annual prayer breakfast, and our good friend Jonathan Kahn's going to be there, huh?
Oh, really excited about it. And Actually, the Vice President, Mike Pence, has penciled it in. If it works out, he'll be there, too.
Wow.
And so we're really excited about it. A couple thousand people come, and the community really looks forward to it here in Indian River County and St. Lucie. You know, a lot of people come. So,
exactly.
If you're in the area, come on over.
Well, as I told you, I'm going to be in Hawaii with the two-year-old grandson who's flying around at Mach 5 speed, so I'm going to try to catch up with him. But, yeah, when I saw the dates, I go, oh, man, I wanted to be there with you guys. And of course, not only our good friend Jonathan Kahn, I mean, his books, whether Harbinger or, you know, The Paradigm, so insightful. And I appreciate Jonathan as a Messianic Jew. What he brings to the conversation and the depth, unbelievable. He is he's a constant, consummate blessing, I would say. And also, you got Guy Penrod there too.
Gaither
Vocal Band.
Wow. So we're excited about it. Yeah, we're working on it now. My wife does 95% of the work. My daughters, Jennifer and Becky, and my wife Carol do most of the work. And okay. So they're on it,
Well, if you guys can make it out there, it's April the 11th this year at Riverside Park. And if they want to find out more information, what is the
website? Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast.com.
Well, excellent. Well,
great. Thanks, Bill.
Well, you got it. Well, John, before we went to break, we were talking about social justice, and you did a deep dive into it, and so you wanted to, some time.
Well, I think many people, I was talking to my daughters about this actually last night. And I think many people just don't understand the term, the contrast between really justice and charity. And what they were talking about, the Super Bowl prompted this discussion in our family. But they're really antithetical. You know, it's interesting, the famous statue of the Lady of Justice we're all familiar with. She has, three obvious things there. First, she's blindfolded, right?
Right.
Justice is blind. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, tall, or short. Mm-hmm. Then by definition, right, it doesn't discriminate.
Right.
And second, she's got balanced scales in her left hand, reminding us that justice is equitable, under the law. It should be, right, for everybody.
Exactly.
Right? And then third is the sword she has in her right hand that's a symbol of coercion or force, really. Right? Romans says that, the government doesn't bear the sword in vain.
No.
So that statue...
To render judgment, yes.
Yeah, that's what the statute of justice, that really defines it, what justice is. It doesn't discriminate. It's perfectly fair and balanced for everybody by definition. It's involuntary. You don't pay your taxes, you're in trouble, right? You go murder somebody, you're in court.
That's right.
Now, charity, on the other hand, is just the opposite. Charity is not blind. It sees. It discriminates. Look, you and I don't give to the same things, right? You may see something more worthy of your money than I do. We give to different things. It's just the way it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We give to different things. And Scripture, again, this is all scriptural. Matthew, the book of Matthew talks about, don't I have the right to do with my money what I want to? Of course you do.
Sure.
So we weigh the good and the bad. We decide. And now here's where it gets dangerous. When people are talking about social justice, they're actually trying to tell you who to give to, who to produce to, who you have it. So we, by force, we have to give to Planned Parenthood, pay our taxes, that money goes to Planned Parenthood. I mean, that creates chaos in society. The essence of charity, right, is that it's voluntary. No money that could be extracted from you by the point of the sword, Robin Hood, right? So there's a vast difference between the state taking your money and you giving it. And that's the difference between the two, that concept of social justice. It's like hot cold. It doesn't work.
Well, the thing is, I think that to a degree here, what you're pointing out, John, is a misunderstanding. Everybody has a different idea of what social justice means to them, but there you've got those antithetical forces that, as you say, that want to dictate some some discrepancy as they perceive, right? So with that comes, you know, makes room for reparations and other things, you know, these kids that, you know, claim reparations. They, well, who's going to pay back, in the case where you've got, black advocates, you know, calling for reparation? And I say, well, who's going to pay back all the white people that died, you know, to give you freedom, that fought against slavery, that died, you know, for the sake of the free man? Against slavery, who's going to pay them back?
And you know, they make it try to sound like you're mean. You know, it's a transfer payment, taking money from some people and giving it to other without their approval.
Exactly.
Frankly, it's a long way down the Fabian stepladder into socialism, and we're kind of accepting it as a nation. These terms, you know, the war of semantics, Bill. Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's where we are. You know, it's just like pro-choice. They use these words. And first is that war of semantics that's won before the real war is fought.
Yeah. Right, exactly. You got pro-choice, as you say, pro-choice that now leads to what we've got up in Albany and Virginia, what's being talked about, infanticide. I mean, this is what this country has come down to. And, you know, to your point, this is why we have to be careful about the words we choose and make sure we understand what people are saying.
Well, your program is so important because semantics, right? That's the first battle that's always fought.
Right,
the battle that we need to win. But look, before the Nazis could kill the Jews in the courts of Germany, they declared that they were non-persons.
Right.
The whole problem with slavery is Dinesh D'Souza and his Death of the Nation film.
Yes.
That the legal precedent when Dred Scott declared that a black person was a non-person.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, in the abortion war, the abortionists are using these terms, the high semantical ground of pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Well, you and I know the only choice in that is the choice of death. A woman always has the choice of having her baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been taken away. Think about it. The choice of pro-choice is death. That's the only choice.
Where's the man's choice? That's what I want to know. Where's the man's choice? See, and the Bible tells us real clear that in order for people and for evil to reign, it ties up the strong man. The strong man is the male figure. Of course, now it's been eradicated and deafened by toxic masculinity, you know, and this patriarchal, you know, perception that makes it worthless or less than and invalidated. And so we do that at a grave cost, because now the women of our country are left defenseless, and look what we have as a result. 60 million babies murdered. We're selling baby parts now. You know, David DeLeiden, you know, exposed to the world that Planned Parenthood was selling baby parts, and people were kind of shocked and said, well, how could that happen? That's against the law. Well, against the law, maybe for David DeLeiden to expose it, because he's the only one to end up in jail. Planned Parenthood goes on merrily. We roll along, and we keep, you know, turning over taxpayer money to Planned Parenthood.
You know, as soon as you say that verse in the book of Luke, that at the sound of your greeting, my, you know, reach my ears, the baby in my womb leap for joy.
Right.
It's a baby. It's a live baby. You know, no matter what you say, whatever terms you use, it's an unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Elizabeth knew that, right, with telling her cousin Mary, you know,
right,
that her unborn son John, the Baptist, leap for joy at the sound of her voice. So, you know, things don't leap for joy, Bill, right?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
It's a human being in that womb.
And as you say, going back to words, women will say, hey, it's my baby. You know, they don't say it's my fetus, or, you know, unless there's some ulterior motive or they're trying to justify some sort of choice that they have made. But the striking thing after all is said and done is the women know that something has been violated in their body. John, when I talk to women...
Well, you know what, Bill? The Old Testament Hebrew word Gerber, the company Gerber took that word. Mm-hmm. It's used for an unborn child and a young child.
Wow.
And the same thing in the Greek. Briefos means an unborn child and a young child. Same thing.
Not a tumor, not a mass of flesh that's meaningless, but a child that God says that he is forming and weaving together in a mother's womb. That is an awesome picture, and one that I would hope that we would all hold to. Maybe we would look at this whole thing totally different. John Bona on Bill Martinez Live. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. The best of the family, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. God bless. Talk soon.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to current research, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by mid-February, and even more fail after just 1 year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers.
The best way to achieve your financial goals is to outline a specific plan, set milestones, and then find easy-to-use tools to track your progress. For example, a digital tool like Bank of America My Rewards can help if your resolution is to earn more financial rewards. My Rewards is a centralized dashboard in online and mobile banking. It allows you to track and manage all of your rewards, deals, and benefits across multiple Bank of America Rewards programs. My Rewards lets you explore what's available, start redeeming, and even discover additional benefits you may be missing out on. You can then use those reward earnings towards achieving other resolutions like fitness and travel.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/myrewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been expressing some new optimism that a conference committee of lawmakers might be able to strike a deal to prevent a government shutdown from happening a week from today. One of the members of that committee is Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Chuck Fleischman.
There is no appetite on either side of the aisle, and I think in either chamber, for another partial government shutdown.
Okay.
So our situation is going to be we want to keep the border safe, we want to build the wall, and we want to keep the government open.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Still, Democrats on the committee say they're not going to allow any wall funding to be part of the final product. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker about to go before a House committee that wants to ask him if he's ever shared any briefings he had on the special counsel's Russia probe with anyone at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the resources, GCN Live, CRN, many resources, Red State Alert Radio, we welcome you all to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The back and forth between the president and Adam Schiff continue. You know, it's going to really continue to heat up between these two. But the president has criticized Democratic California Representative Adam Schiff for spending time, are you ready for this, with Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson at July's Aspen Security Conference. In a tweet that he just released, keep in mind that when Adam Schiff was spending time with Glenn Simpson, of course, who wrote the fake and discredited dossier, as the president puts it, even though Simpson was testifying before Schiff, and it's just so bizarre. But that's, you know, that's our government, and that's the way this works. It's so insidious, and the kind of things that go back and forth. And meanwhile, if you're not aware of this stuff, and I guess the small ball of politics, you can call it, it is just so corrupt and so disingenuous. And then meanwhile, you're going to hear from Adam Schiff how self-righteous he is and every right to go ahead and pursue the president, investigate the president, waste of people's money and time as we keep on going, as if the special counsel and $30+ million is not enough. I can't wait. I don't know about you. I can't wait till this is all over. This is like one everyday nightmare that just continues. Daniel Buttafuoco joins us now. He's the author of Consider the Evidence, a trial lawyer examines eyewitness testimony in defense of the reliability of the New Testament. Daniel, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, real quick, before we get into the primary topic, I wanted to get your response to the State of the Union. What was your takeaway from it?
Well, I didn't expect to talk about that, but I'm happy to tell you that I thought that the president was trying to be somewhat conciliatory and try to find some compromise ground between the right and the left. You know, we have a very divided government today, and that's never good. Although, I forget who it was that said that no man's life, liberty, or property is safe while the government is in session. I think it was Judge Tucker in a decision in New York years ago. Mm-hmm. The famous quote. And the stock market has gone up, I think, 14 of the last 16 times that there was a government shutdown. So what does that tell you?
Yes.
I'm a lawyer. I think we have way too many laws. So a few less laws would be okay. We could get rid of some that we have, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Jesus said there are only two laws, you know, love God and love people.
Right.
And if you can live with that, that'll work.
Yes, it would. It does all the time. And all roads intersect right there between those two commandments if we want to hold to it. But we choose to lose sight of that.
It's a sign of a corrupt society, the more laws that you have. The proliferation of laws, you know, we're trying to regulate every aspect of behavior. That's sort of a sign of a corrupt society because really, you know, if people just would behave, treat others as they'd like to be treated, you could do away with every law except the two we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing. You know, our founding fathers, John Adams especially, said that our Constitution was based and designed for a people that held to moral values. We let go of that, and then, you know, then you're looking to the state to adjudicate everything, and you've got these volumes of laws that come about. And of course, that seems to be consistent with the history of man, does it not?
Yeah, there's actually a really great book by a federal lawyer, a defense lawyer named Richard Silverglide. It's called Two Felonies a Day. The premise of the book, and I didn't think I'd expect to promote his book, but I'm happy to do it. The premise of the book is that we're all committing two felonies a day, and they just have to want to get you and investigate you close enough to see that you're breaking laws, because there are so many laws on the books that you're breaking laws that you don't even know you're breaking. You know,
exactly.
The substances you have in your house, the stuff you dump in your garbage, whether you recycle. I mean, there's just so many minute laws that you can't possibly keep them all. That's why I say it's a sign of a corrupt society when you have tremendous amount of laws, because we're all breaking them, and if they look carefully enough, they can get everybody.
Yeah, this is why you can't tear the label off your mattress. I mean, that's just they'll come and get you in the middle of the night. I mean, we'll have a couple of dozen automatic weaponized officers coming to your door, knocking on your door in the middle of the night, waking you up and to arrest you because there was rumor that your mattress tag wasn't in place anymore.
Well, you also have the highest percentage of the population of any country in jail is in the United States, which is sort of sad because there's a lot of productive people behind bars. I sort of like what the president did with, commuting the sentences of some of these people who committed relatively minor drug offenses many years ago. These people aren't criminals. They could be productive members of society. And it's costing too much to incarcerate all these people. We got to start having sane laws like they have in other countries about who we put in jail and who we fine and how we treat this stuff.
No, I thought it was awesome what he did in terms of, you know, really presenting life stories and particularly on the history, Daniel. You know, I think a lot of kids, sadly, maybe if they were watching it and saw, World War II veterans and the president talking about the stories and Buzz Aldrin being there, maybe these were some of the stories that they weren't taught in school.
I guarantee you they weren't taught these stories in school because, you know, it shines a spotlight on American bravery, ingenuity, and importance. You know, another thing that they never talk about, and this is a particular bug that I have, is that no one ever knows or is taught anything about William Tyndale. You know, in America, we speak English.
Right.
Well, William Tyndale, I mentioned it in my book, Consider the Evidence, is the architect
of the English language. You wouldn't have English if it wasn't for William Tyndale. And he invented words we use in everyday life. The word beautiful, for example, is an invention of the man, the scholar William Tyndale, who spoke eight languages, each of them so brilliantly that they say he couldn't be told, you couldn't tell which was his native tongue. Mm. These people that lived in the 1500s, early 1500s, were scholars and brilliant people, you know, many of the academics of the first rank, and nobody's taught about them, I guess because they're white European males, and, you know, we're sick and tired of all the contributions that white European males have made. But the fact of the matter is, almost all of the great inventions came out of Western civilization.
And look at the price he paid, Daniel.
Yeah, right. He was burned at the stake and strangled. Just the organized Catholic Church at the time did not want the Bible in English. Most people don't know that. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad. But at least they should teach about him, you know. If you go to Oxford, which I plan on doing in the summer in England, there's a hall at the college called Wycliffe Hall with a big statue of him. Mm-hmm. He's super important in the history of the human race, and the average person knows nothing about him.
Well, and, you know, as the president was, and we are going to get to the topic about the Virginia governor advocating a post-birth abortion, Daniel, we may do it in the second segment because obviously you and I needed to talk about what we're talking about. You know, what the president, you know, shared with us as he was talking about the World War II veterans and even the, you know, here you got the one vet and the survivor sitting next to one another. And this is the very man that freed this, you know, this Jew who had been subjected to incarceration, and he's there. They're sitting next to one another in the State of the Union. I mean, if that doesn't move you emotionally, you have to be disconnected from your humanity.
Well, you know, that was a crazy time in world history. You know, you had unspeakable evil being perpetrated in the name of an atheistic philosophy. You know, people want to say that Adolf Hitler was a Christian. He actually made a quote. This is an actual quote where he said, "Islam is more suitable for our purposes than Christianity." So that's something people could look up.
Right.
Because Hitler wasn't a religious person in the sense of any Western European religion like organized Christianity. He tried to destroy the church. He hated the Pope. He hated the church.
Right.
There's really a good book by a guy named Mark Roblin called Church of Spies, which I recommend reading. Mm. It talks about the Vatican's role in trying to get rid of Hitler, you know.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, you always hear the charge that the church helped the Nazis. I guess in some small respect they might have.
They probably did. Well, Daniel, we got to go to break. More from Daniel Buttafuoco after this. Stay with us.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Daniel Buttafuoco. And Daniel, you know, when you look at what's going on in Virginia, I mean, that state is just, they got to be waking up every morning going, oh, tell me the nightmare is over here. I mean, the governor, the lieutenant governor, you know, you've got three people in serious trouble here with, you know, this, you know, if it's not blackface, you know, things that have happened in the governor's case a number of years ago, and this was an annual, I guess a college annual or a page that he was responsible in putting together, and then you know, it shows a blackface and a Klansman on that page, and initially he says, hey, I didn't you know, it's a terrible thing to do. I didn't do it. And then he backtracked later and go, well, fact of the matter is, that's not me. You know, neither one of those pictures. And he's trying to draw some distance there, but the people are not, you know, Democratic heads, you know, other people within the Democratic Party have insisted that Ralph Northam should hang it up and resign. And that was all fine and well until all of a sudden, right on the heels of that, you got the lieutenant governor being hashtagged, and he was the heir apparent. And now the third in line is he's in trouble as well, because he admitted, you know, having done something with a blackface incident. I don't know, something, a Halloween party. And then, you know, so now the next person in line is a Republican. So shock of shocks, we can't have that happen. So the state is really all twisted up right now.
But, you know, it's getting really strange out there, because we don't even know what behavior is allowed anymore. So there's a lot of confusion, and you're basically going to have a situation where people just remain quiet. Maybe that's what they want. You know, they don't want us to be heard. But I believe in free speech. The question is, what are the limits? There are legal limits to free speech, and there are social limits to free speech, you know. Just because you can legally say something and do something doesn't mean you should. You know, but you also have to distinguish what people did as kids, what people do as mature, educated human beings. You know, the Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I acted like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Exactly.
You know, I don't ever think I wore blackface. I'm thinking about this as we're talking.
No, I could have. The closest I came to blackface Yeah, like I told you, the closest thing I came to blackface was watching Al Jolson, who wore blackface, but anyway.
I could have easily done something like that, given the right opportunity, and would have been no malice in my heart. My best friend in third grade was a black kid, you know,
in the
Bronx. My uncle was a pastor. We were used to having interracial, biracial, multiracial services. You know, we were always taught as children, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world. I grew up singing that at 2 years old. It's very hard to be prejudiced when your worldview is that God created man his image and everybody is equal in terms of having equal value and worth. That doesn't mean every opinion is equal for sure or that everyone has equal abilities, but certainly everyone has equal worth in the sight of God. Anybody who's a racist who thinks otherwise is flat out stupid. Mm. But that doesn't mean people don't occasionally do, you know, silly things. I think the issue here, we have to decide what's appropriate behavior and apply that standard across the board. It shouldn't be a Democratic or Republican or a liberal conservative standard. It should be a human decency standard.
Well,
my view on that.
You would think, but, you know, when we go back and, you know, like, you got people scrambling, you know, going back to high school, college annuals, going, gosh, do I have any pictures there? Is there anything, you know, bizarre that I need to apologize for or whatever? You know, I mean, everybody is searching their conscience right now. As you say, I don't think I wore blackface, you know, but given the opportunity, would I have done that, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, there was a deal the other night, and they were showing all these different celebrities wearing blackface, including Joy Behar. And she even put it on her show, you know, and this was a while back, you know, and then you got, of course, Megyn Kelly. She mentions blackface and boom, and her career is done. So she finds the exit there at NBC. Kind of crazy right now. Go ahead.
I think it's a question of the heart. You know, you could do something dumb and have an innocent intention.
Right.
You know, and that's why God looks at the heart, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of times people make terrible mistakes, but they're coming from a good place. You know, when we start trying to analyze what's in someone's head, and we become really thought police at that point, we're almost in a Fahrenheit 451 situation, you know, where books are being burned and anything that is not, you know, lockstep with the politically correct the thought of the day is going to be criticized and in worst cases punished. You know, we got to become America again, which is where everybody sort of is themselves. There are boundaries for sure, but everyone has an equal voice and equal say. But, you know, we have to do it with some wisdom and intelligence. And the way it is now, it's all over the place.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Daniel, what really has come into focus here has been this extreme movement for post-birth abortion. And speaking of Virginia and what the Virginia governor had to say about it, I mean, here is a guy who's a doctor, and for him to speak, you know, about it, I mean, that our society has gotten to the point that we just want to offer comfort care to babies, you know, like a hospice situation for babies that are born, for the most part healthy, and they're just supposed to be left there on a steel bed and just die. I mean, this is what this has come down to.
But you know, my living, how I make my living is as a trial lawyer representing injury victims and often cases involving people who have been killed. I represent the families. I've been doing that for 38 years, and we have cases pending now in 20 states. We do it all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm no stranger to seeing, you know, death and suffering and hurt and injury and, you know, people. I just got a case the other day, a kid with a leg off involving a forklift. You know, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I don't like to see anybody hurt. And all of a sudden we're passing laws that permits, you know, people under certain circumstances to hurt and injure and take the life of another human being. And, you know, I have a real problem with that. It's very hypocritical. And people often criticize injury lawyers, trial lawyers like myself, thinking that, you know, we're all ambulance chasers. But, you know, I do what I do because I really care about people, and I realize the devastation that an injury or a death takes on somebody. And here we are creating more death, and the law is not even clear as to what the boundaries of conduct are. According to some reports, it's so vague that it can be for the most trivial of reasons that you take the life of another human being.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I say that if a baby could vote, we'd never have abortions.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I recently heard a case of a girl my daughter was talking to about abortion. She was actually very much in favor of abortion. She was in the medical field. And my daughter, who is a lawyer, also gently talked her, you know, into a different position. Recently, she called my daughter crying, sobbing, just finding out that her mother was planning to abort her.
Yes.
And her father disconnected the battery cables when she was on the way for the appointment the night before. And she never made it, and for whatever reason, never had the abortion. That young lady's now 30 years old, has a family of her own, is a medical professional, one of my daughter's close friends. So, you know,
stories like that, Daniel, abound, where a mother, and God bless mothers for letting their daughters know or their children know. There was a story the other day, was one of the stars in the upcoming movie of Abby Johnson's movie called Unplanned, which is going to come out in March. And one of the stars was talking to her mom. In fact, she said she went on this, you know, went to do the movie and had a low profile because it had to do with abortion. And as Dean Cain found out, you know, in Hollywood, you don't do things against the established culture there in Hollywood. And for conscience sake, for things that he believed in, he was involved in the Gosnell movie, as you may know. And but anyway, she didn't say anything to anybody. She's on set, on break, calls her mom. And her mom tells her, says, well, you know, I have something to tell you, and I've never told you this before, wow. But I had experienced one abortion before you were born. In fact, I had decided to abort you, and I was on the table to abort you and made a last-second decision not to. It devastated this young girl. You know, this actress, and it, you know, I mean, devastated her as much as to realize that just how close to death, how close she was from not being an actress, from not getting married, from not having a life, that she would have just been another one of the 60 million statistics that are out there right now. I mean, that is just...
Well, it can't be good for mothers. I mean, it can't be good for mothers looking back and remembering what you did, and you can't help but think, you know, if I had that baby, what would it be like now? And I'm not trying to condemn or make people feel guilty.
Well, but that's what they feel. Daniel, that's what they feel when I talk to them. Yeah. When I talk to them, they'll tell me, oh, my child would have been 13 today. I mean, they still feel it. And this is the big lie that's been voiced.
I had in high school, and I'm sorry for this. You know, I wish I didn't do that. You know, right. Like, how would you feel if you killed somebody?
Right. And the thing is, Daniel, I'm waiting for the men. More and more men are responding and realizing that we have participated in this murderous action and the killing of our babies, grandparents as well. I think that the cry of Rachel from a male perspective is about to be heard around the world because of our complicit our complicitness in this whole abortion industry.
Very sad.
Well, Daniel, as always, you know, I just really appreciate you being on. And, of course, you know, I want to talk about your book, too, as we wrap things up. Remind people how they can get their hands on your book.
Yes, my book is called Consider the Evidence, A Trial Lawyer Examines Eyewitness Testimony in Defense of the New Testament. It's by me, Daniel Buttafuoco. I've been a lawyer for 38 years. I actually wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy in 1990. And I just examined the New Testament from a lawyer's perspective. I wrote it in an easy-to-read format, much like a summation. Mm-hmm. Much of the evidence has been around the support for the faith, the corroboration for the Christian faith, the evidence for the faith has been around for centuries. I encapsulated it in a nice, easy-to-read form in the form of a summation.
Well, there it is. We're all wrapped up, Daniel. Thank you.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email MATT at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers,